see that little switch there. Great. So just let yourself relax. Feel the body relaxing. Get into a position where your body will kind of support your relaxation. And as you relax, and please let your mind relax also, let the mind wander about and just be itself. Just kind of giving it permission to unwind. If it wants to think about the day or daydream or whatever it needs to do right now, just give it a little bit of time to have that freedom, just to check in. If you can really evoke that inner friend so that your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your body can feel safe being with you, kind of free from an inner critic or free from anyone who might be upset or angry. Just get to relax in the presence of someone who cares. As you let your body and mind relax without worrying about any of the thoughts or feelings or perceptions you may be having, just allowing them to be, just notice your own presence, the very one who you may take to be the physical body. The body can say, the mind can say, I am this body, or I am this mind. And, you know, understanding the kind of clay pot analogy, that's correct also. The body is me, the mind is me, the thoughts are me, like the pot is the clay. So the very self that you may have taken to be only the body, the body is the self is the body. It's that very self we're learning something about now. That very unique relationship that we call satyam nitya. The pot is the clay, but the clay is free of the pot. The body is me, but I am free of the body. But the body is me. The mind is me. So I want you just to notice that meanness, sense of me, the sense of I. Not sense of, I don't know how to say, I don't mean, when I say the sense of I mean not the word I, not the written word or spoken word I, but just yourself, or what the word is referring to. The word is referring to me. And so, me, the one who is the self of the mind, the self of the body. I just want you to notice conscious being that you are, what you are like. What is this very intimate me that fills the body and fills the mind, fills in the sense of totally, totally present, the self of the body, the self of the mind? What are you like? Thoughts you may have, it be having the self of those thoughts, or my thoughts. Who is that me when I say they're my thoughts? What am I like? I'm not asking exactly who it is, but what am I like if I were to describe myself? As your mind can naturally flit about, like I just noticed my mind became aware of my arms, which are feeling tired. I might be aware of some sounds that are happening in the room and outside. A thought is passing through. Whatever happens to be going on, just see if you can allow all of that to go on, and at the same time, be aware of this me presence that's there, not negated by the thoughts. And you can also kind of check in continually, bringing your mind back to just your own presence. Also noticing your own presence as the thoughts are going on. Or the perceptions. As your body continues to relax and letting your mind be the mind, but let it be a relaxed mind, whatever it may be thinking, just let it relax. Let it kind of relax into you, into your own presence. Just notice you pervading it. It relaxing into you. You're present to your body, your body relaxing into your own presence. because your being is self-evident awareness itself, your mind doesn't really need to look at you for you to be known. What I mean by that is, for instance, if I want to see the painting across the hall, across the room on the wall, I need to look at it. It's not self-evident. If I need to think a thought to know that thought, but consciousness, your being, doesn't need the mind to shine, to be me. I don't need the mind to look at me for me to be me or for me to have my own self-experience, because I am the very consciousness that's present to all of the thoughts, all of the perceptions that come and go. I don't need the mind to focus on me. I'm there, self-evident me, no matter what thought is passing through. The thoughts don't hide me or cover me. Kind of like the sun doesn't need a mirror to be illuminated back at it in order for it to have its own sun experience, its own luminosity. Is independent of another sun or a mirror or any secondary source to make it known, to make it shine. So whatever thought you have, whatever your mind is doing, you are there. You are there before, during, and after the thought. Nothing is changing for you. So just if you can notice your own, the freedom of your own presence. Your own being. It's very personal. Me.